Pickled radishes. Hey, Jason, let's go find some seats in the cafeteria. I'm starving.
How can you be starving? You just finished your breakfast in class.
Well, I have to store up some energy for my geography presentation today.
That assignment is driving me nuts. I know nothing about the country I'm supposed to talk about.
You mean Finland?
Well, they've got Santa.
I'm sure that little factoid will see me through the presentation.
Hey, are you even listening to me?
I never noticed that Asian girl over there before. Who is she?
Probably a new student from China or Japan.
Let's go sit next to her.
Hi, I'm Joe, and this is Jason.
I'm Annie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You must be a transfer student, right?
Where are you from?
Taiwan,
which is located, I know, it's right next to Cambodia, right?
You must be thinking of Thailand.
You're such a genius at geography, Joe.
Oh, be quiet. Mind if we join you for lunch?
Not at all. Have a seat.
What's that unusual smell?
Don't know. Smells like something rotten.
Ah, Annie, what's that in your lunchbox?
It's Taiwanese pickled radish.
Oh, and what's that black egg-shaped thing?
That's preserved egg. It's actually very tasty.
So that's the kind of thing you usually have for lunch? You don't go for hamburgers or spaghetti?
Well, sorry for offending your delicate sensibilities.
Not to worry. I'm done eating and need to go to my next class.
Nice meeting you. See you around.
I'm sorry, Annie. I didn't mean to offend you.
I think you'd better let her go.
What did I say? I must have really offended her.
Too late.
Never mind. It's time for geography.
Ugh.
Next, let's welcome Annie Zhang, who will talk to us briefly about her home country, Taiwan.
That's Annie from the cafeteria?
Yep.
Before coming to America, Taiwan was just home to me, the most ordinary place in the world. It was not until I came to the U.S. that I realized how important Taiwanese food, the night markets, and the friendly people there are to me. I have lots of stories about this beautiful island to share with you. So let's embark on an amazing journey together.
That was a great presentation.
It gave me a better impression of Taiwan than Annie's lunchbox just did.
Annie?
Oh, hi, Joe. What's up?
You gave a really great presentation just now. Taiwan sounds like a fascinating place to visit.
I'm glad you liked the talk.
Also, sorry for being so rude in the cafeteria. I really didn't mean to be offensive. New things take a while to get used to.
Forget it. I may have overreacted a bit myself.
Well, I'd like to make it up to you.
Are you, available this weekend?
Actually, my family's going to be making radish pickles together on Saturday.
Hey, would you like to join us?
Sure, why not?
It'll give you the chance to step out of your comfort zone for a while.
Well, I definitely believe in expanding one's horizons wherever possible.
Great. Hope your nose agrees.